Hello, hello, hello. Boy, I tell you, the Hoya's growing. I wanted to bring my plant to let you know, but maybe next week. But you all know what that means. A lot of stuff going around. A lot of the stuff we know is fabricated, twisted. And I'm just going to just remind you, go to our website, livinginhispresence.org. If something happens to YouTube, they're getting really picky about guidelines, and I never know if I break them or not. I try not to. We love everyone, of course. We put any disclaimers. This is just to teach. Okay. So I just want to read a quick one. I got thank you for your Valentine's cards. They're so sweet. And emails and cards today, we just got some from the P.O. box, and I haven't even gotten to read them yet, but that just keeps me going. You just have no idea how I just need those little things. That helps. So this is a letter from someone that writes me quite often, actually, and he's come out of the movements of the word churches. And so this is just for some of you that understand this. Some of you have no idea what I'm talking about, but some of you will. All that church in the 90s by the word churches. Scripture's being taken out of context. And I liked what he said here. To fuel deed holders, narcissistic vision. Kind of it in a nutshell, isn't it? To fuel the deed holders' narcissistic vision. People leave condemned. I could write a book, How to Live in a Church and Not Hear the True Gospel. Well, that was something. And then another, I'm not going to get into this whole article, but a plan to block the sun to basically save the earth. Okay, and one of the scriptures that I've always seen, and this is quoted in this article, is in Revelation 11:18. And that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. God is going to destroy those who destroy the earth. So if you don't think any destruction's going on, you don't realize what's going on. In Romans 28, it says that those who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served, and I underlined that, worshiped and served the creature more than the creator, or they served the earth, they served the moon, they served the stars, and they served the sun rather than the creator. So now we have, Romans 1 tells us, that they want to save the earth, but not the people, right? Yeah. So if you know what I'm talking about, I can't go on to all that. We got another whole thing tonight, but this is a plan to save the planet by partially blocking out the sun. It says it's officially been launched. Well, I just want you to know it's been launched.
Yes.
When they tell you it's already been. Have you noticed there's not very many sunny days anymore? Even in Florida and the different places where there's sun, 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 it's clouds, clouds, clouds everywhere. And then it says to fight, of course, the warming using experimental geoengineering to block the sun's rays from reaching the earth. And of course, it's to save the planet, okay? And I'm not going to go into this whole thing, but there's patents out on it. Some people do not want to believe all this stuff, but remember Satan said, I will be like the Most High God. What does God do? God creates people. What does the enemy wants to do? He wants to invert people. God created the heavens and the earth, and the enemy wants to complicate and to invert and to bring evil and call it good. So if we would go through turn to 1 Samuel 14 while you're looking for that. I just want to give you a few things. Understanding the times. We'll call it that, understanding the times. And we have to know that the battle is the Lord's. When we get frustrated and we see all this stuff going on, we see all the Hoya, we see all this stuff that is not true, we're told one thing, and it's for your safety, it's for your protection, it's for saving the planet, all this stuff. You have to know that there is a battle, and the battle is the Lord's, and he is victorious. So we have to keep the big picture in mind, which is eternity. What is 80, 90 years when we're talking about forever, right? So even though you might get weary, keep your eyes on the big picture and don't be afraid. So in Psalms 2, it's a good description of what's going on in the world. The kings of the earth, I like to put this, the kings, the presidents, the prime ministers, the merchants of the earth, the three-letter agencies, the societies, what do? They're all taking counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. So this is a rebellion against God, and that's why the battle really is the Lord. And we're here on this earth to decide which way we want to go. Now we have, and we've always had it, in much more technology than we've ever been allowed to know what's really gone on. But now we have modern technologies is involved in this Antichrist agenda, and it's moving very rapidly, as some of you can tell. In 1946, Dr. Brooke Chisholm, he was the first Secretary General of the United Nations World Health Organization, quote, he said, concerning men needing a savior, for many generations we have bowed our necks to the yoke of the conviction of sin. We have swallowed all manner of poisonous certainties fed by our parents. If the race is to be freed from its crippling burden of good and evil, it must be, now listen to this, and I'm going to read this again in case you did not get this. Take notes on this. We've got a lot of stuff to go over. If they're going to be freed from their parents, you know, one of their goals is to destroy the family, and you can see it happening. But he said, to be freed from its crippling burden of good and evil, it must be psychiatrists who take the original responsibilities. Everybody now is going to counseling for stuff. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are going and they're getting counseling that the reason why you're so messed up, it's your parents' fault, right? Let me say this again. For many generations, we've bowed our necks to the yoke of conviction of sin. They don't want any boundaries. They don't want to be told what is good and what's bad. This is the humanistic manifesto. We have swallowed all manner of poisonous certainties fed by our parents. If the race is to be freed from its crippling burden of good and evil, it must be psychiatrists who take the original responsibility. This kind of helps explain the craziness that's going on. And now I saw on the news last night how they're going to have more psychiatrists at our schools, at our public schools. They're hiring more and more and more. So what is their doctrine? What are they going to be teaching our children? One of the signers of the Humanist Manifesto in 1933 was John Dewey. He was determined to use the school system to promote humanism. Quote from a humanist, the classroom must and will become the arena of conflict between the old and the new, the rotting corpse of Christianity and the new faith of humanism. And this is still quoting from him. Some opponents of humanism have accused us of wishing to overthrow the traditional Christian family. They are right. They do not deny it. This is exactly what we intend to do. And this is one of the many places, the Marriage and Family, British Humanist Association in 1969, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. What are we experiencing? Things are coming out of the closet. It's a pretty big closet. But this is not new. This has been going on. In the Old Testament, they had all these gods in the paganism, but now paganism is mainstream. Mm-hmm. If you don't believe it, just look at the halftime shows and see what's going on. And wow, it's just happening. So what I call it, we're experiencing the great inversion. And what is an inversion? It's a reversal of order. It's no longer the man, it's now the women. And some of these women are not really women. You have a hard time wrapping your head around that, but just look and you will see this is not, who is this? I mean, what's happening? It's an inversion. Remember, Satan wants to be like God, and the Bible says that when Jesus does come, it's going to be like the days of Noah. So it got pretty bad, right? So a reversal of order to change the opposite position. The inversion of everything. We're seeing the inversion of genders. We're seeing it's against the law now if you don't do this and do that. And they're always putting in laws to do evil. And we're going to see this in 1 Samuel 14, that's not new either, of what they did and how they'll implement things and how evil some of these people really are. And King Saul was very evil. Something has changed so much that's the opposite of what it was before. This is still inversion. And what is inversion? It's changed into the opposite. And what does the Bible say here? It says they're going to call evil good, and they're going to call good evil, and they say so themselves in their own writings. They don't want boundaries on anything. In Luke 17:12, talking about how they want to invade our schools, better to put a millstone or a concrete block than to offend one of these little ones. That means to stumble one of these little ones. The time has got to be close because they're really going after the children. Isaiah 5:20, woe unto those who call evil good and good evil. First we overlook evil, then we permit evil, then we legalize evil, then we promote evil, then we celebrate evil, and then we persecute those who still call it evil. Yeah. Say that again. First we overlook it, then we permit it, then we legalize it, then we promote it, celebrate it, then we persecute those who still call it evil. Now in 1 Samuel 14, and there's a couple points that I really had on my heart. One is the destruction of the family. And the other one is they want to make more and more laws, and you're going to see more and more situations happen that they want to take away the bang bangs. Okay? And we've been talking about that. Yeah, codes. Okay, the rules of war. Been talking about that the last couple weeks. Sun Tzu's, whatever, TZU, the art of war. Cut off the supply chains, hit the fuel lines, destroy wealth, disarm the citizens. This is how they always take a country down. Affect transportation, silence important communications, create diseases, cause strife and division, insert lies, confusion, and propaganda, and then make yourself look like the savior. Are we experiencing any of that? And how to stabilize a nation or a controlled demolition like a domino? Expand government spending as wastefully as possible. Higher taxes, higher. Inflation of our currency. Control of prices, wages, material to supposedly combat inflation. Greatly increase control over our economy and everyday lives, more control. Elimination of borders. Borders. Are we hearing a lot about the open borders? This is all by design. And this is a very scary thing in the natural of what's really coming through these. And this is all by design to bring America. I don't know what other countries are going through this too, but what we're seeing here is in the last 4 years, this has really been going on here. And this is part of the destabilizing a nation. To eliminate the borders, the lines of states, educational system is taken over, constant hammering of certain terms, like for your freedom, for your safety, the science, trust the science. The country surrenders its free will and its freedoms. And the last one here, create a civil war with military might, in other words, martial law. So what do? We trust in the Lord. The battle is the Lord's. We aren't to fear, right? We're not to get into strife and division. We ask the Lord to help us in every area that we're being attacked. It seems like there's so many fronts of confusion, and there's so many people that are absolutely clueless of anything because they don't study, they don't want to study, they don't want to know. And this generation doesn't even know how to change a light bulb, or some of them don't even know how to change a tire. And some of them are great, but some of them are just clueless and don't care. Their brains are being rewired by these phones and by being on the iPads and different things, that it's a different world to so many of these kids. But I had this on my heart, the destruction of the family, but also these laws that they're bringing in and have been bringing in. There's many on the books that have not been implemented yet. And they'll have an event and all of a sudden new laws and this and that. There's things that have been happening behind the scenes for a long time. But it is not new. In 1 Samuel 14:24, this is when King Saul, they went to war. And just to let you know that sometimes when people get into power, and they get into powerful positions, they become very narcissistic, they become very ego-centered, they are very cruel to its very citizens. And if you study history, this is totally what they do. They get a tyrant in there, and all of a sudden they're punishing their people. It's become slavery and many, many things. And this is an example in the Bible how the enemy really works. And so we are not to be sticking our head in the sand and not knowing this. Of all people, I was the most naive. I believed everything. Everything was good and rosy and nice. And now I'm having a hard time trusting because I know the controlled opposition, what that is. And if they're promoted and they're big, it's pretty much controlled opposition. And what is that? They say the right things, but nothing changes. Nothing changes. Absolutely nothing changes. You think you have a voice. You think you're being heard. But if you look down the road, absolutely nothing has changed, right? So here, they were battling the Philistines. In verse 24, and the men of Israel were distressed that for the day of Saul had adjured the people, saying, cursed be the man that eateth any food until evening, that I may be avenged. Think about this. I may be avenged. He had a whole group of people that were battling with him. They were tired. They were hungry. They needed to eat. So what does he do? He takes away their natural right to eat. And he said, they can have food until evening, that I may be avenged on my enemies. So none of the people tasted any food. And they all of the land came to wood, and there was honey upon the ground. And when the people were come into the wood, behold, the honey dropped. But no man put his hand to his mouth, for the people feared the oath. Or you could put mandate. But Jonathan heard not when his father changed the people with the oath. He didn't know about it, so what did he do? He started eating from the honeycomb. And he got refreshed. He got renewed because it was food. Well, he didn't realize he broke an oath that his father, his dumb father, I should say. The people were faint, verse 29. Then said Jonathan, my father has troubled the land. See, think of what Jonathan could have been if you would have went with David instead of Saul. Sometimes you have to leave your own father's house when they're evil. Yes. Instead, he died with Saul. He was a good man, but he chose wrongly. He thought he had to honor his father forever, even though his father was evil. Yes. And his father, in this very chapter, tries to kill him. Wouldn't you think that would kind of wake you up? I think I might leave now. So Jonathan said, my father's troubled the land. Verse 30, how much more if happily the people had eaten freely? He said, you know what? You had a rough battle. It's time to eat. It's time to enjoy the spoil. So some of the people did. They were faint. In verse 32, the people flew upon the spoil, took the sheep. They ate, blah, blah, blah. Verse 33, it's too much to read. Saul, basically what happens is he finds out that they ate. He found out that his own son came against his oath. Well, he didn't know about it, but he did it, and he said no. So what happened is Saul says, okay, I'm going to kill David. He came against my rules. He came against my mandate. He came against my oath, and he has to die. Well, the people rose up. In verse 39, Jonathan ate honey, verse 39 and verse 45, the people stood up and opposed him. If the people wouldn't have stood up and opposed him, Jonathan would have been dead. But the people said, nope, we're not going to let this happen. And this is sometimes what we have to do. When something is making no sense, when something has been mandated that is absolutely crazy, you can't eat, you just went to war but and you're hungry, but you know what? Saul has to look good for his enemies. We're just going to faint here on the side of the road. And the people opposed him. They stood up and they opposed him. And what happened to the king? He backed down. Rulers do this. Tyrants do this. They make up crazy rules and laws. Like you can't use your electricity. Like you can't use that fireplace. Like you can't do this. You can't do that. Now you got to open up your house for people that if you have an extra bit. It's not going to stop with the craziness that's going on now because they have a goal. And their goal is to bring down the old and to reset everything as we know. Revelation 13, 16 through 17, the Antichrist will attack man's life necessities. Same thing he does here. You can't eat, okay? He said, unless you receive the mark, you can't buy or sell. Here again, it's that same kind of oppression. It's the same kind of fear that the tyrants like to put on their people that they can't take care of themselves. They can't do what God told us is our freedom and our rights. And what is that? It's a mark of slavery. Where our freedoms are being taken away from us because of a bigger agenda that they don't really want you to know about. Right. But as we are starting to see these agendas, and I just want to give a biblical warning for America. Now, the book of Judges shows how God's people turned away from God in stages to follow other gods. And in the last, what is it, 10 years, even the last five, you can see so much going on that we have never experienced in our countries before. So they turn away from God in stages to follow after what? Other gods. Now we have the God of entertainment. We have worshiping of stars. We have the worship of idolatry of, and this is all by design. They always have to have another star, a Hollywood entertainment star for us to worship and to have another big bread and circus to distract the people from what's really going on, to entertain them with fake everything. We won't go into that. Stage one, peace and prosperity. God blesses his people. He wants them to follow him. Follow me, obey my commandments, I'll be with you, I'll protect you. Stage two, they neglect and forgot him. They forget God. Sometimes the worst time is prosperity when things are going good. I don't need God. I'll just go and do this and that and I'll find other way. They forgot him. They neglected and forgot him. They compromised and they went backwards. Jeremiah 7, 23 and 24. They went backwards instead of forwards. Stage three, rebellion and paganism. They turn to other gods for strength and help. Judges 2, 17. They look to Moloch, who required sacrifices. A lot of people don't realize, but that's still going on in our world today. There is an underworld, and there is prices to pay. It's another world. It has not really went away. We've just been ignorant of it, but they're coming out of their big closet. We'll call this a big closet coming out. No. So that's in Judges 2:17. God warned them he wasn't going to protect them. If you're going to go and follow after other gods, you're going to do this and that, and you're going to forsake me. Judges 10 through 12 through 14, I'm not going to protect you. So what happens when God doesn't protect us? When God's people have turned away from him and they're serving gods that God told us not to worship? Stage four is famine, war, plagues, and slavery. Jeremiah 6:19, the Israelites were conquered by outsiders. Let that sink in. Famine, war, plagues, and slavery because the people turned from God. And he allowed their enemies to overtake them. Stage five, if we can do this, this is what happened in Daniel 9, 8 through 10 and 18 through 19. They confessed. They fell on their faces. We have turned from God. We're no longer protected. We need God back in our life. So what did they do? They confessed and they repented and they turned back to God. Stage six, God heals, saves, and restores us as long as they and we follow him and obey his commandments. If a nation goes bad, we still have to serve the Lord. We have to be like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Even though they might turn to other gods, we don't. We have to stay the straight and the narrow, right? Jeremiah 17:5, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm and whose heart departeth from the Lord. We aren't going to have a white horse savior come and save us. Jesus already has paid that price for us, and they're trying to mock that in the movies. All of this is just mockery, trying to get you to doubt, trying to get you to pull away, trying to get you to go to another path, serve another God. Cursed is the man that trusts in world leaders, movie stars. You could go on and on and on. There's so much idolatry with a certain movie star right now. I'm not even going to mention the name. All of this is just a bunch of distraction. It's a bunch of agendas. And my concern, this is only my own personal opinion, but what we're seeing going on now with churches, are they going to use the mega churches once again to push their agendas? We saw 4 years ago the mega churches were used to bring in certain things. And I believe that they still will use these. This is what they are, their controlled opposition. A lot of these pastors are not who you think they are. And unfortunately, we all have to lay them down at the altar and say, Lord, is this someone I can believe? Is this one someone? If not, if they're part of the bigger agenda and they say 90% truth, but here comes their 10% to bring out their agenda, then you have to say, I'm going to follow the Lord and not man. I don't care who it is. I've had to do this in my own life. Some of my best friends in the 90s, big world preachers, and I started seeing through it, and I walked away. I had to walk away from a lot of money. A lot of you don't know, I had to walk away from millions. A $10 million situation, I had to walk away from it because I decided I was going to be like Solomon. I'm not cutting that baby in half. You can have it because I don't want those people's bloods on my hands. So there's a price to pay to walk away, and I've had to pay it, and I know some of you had too. But I'd rather be on the Lord's side than this world and serving the God of money and the God of fame and the God of positions, because you have to be tested. If you can be betraying people by money, then you're not really the servant of the Lord. If money's going to buy you out, if you want fame, if you want to be a big position, if you want a big church, and you'll do whatever you have to do in the back room to get it, then you're not a worthy servant of the Lord. Right. You're not paying the price. That's right. But there's others that are little, basically nothings now. We've paid the price to walk with the Lord and not with the cursed be the man that trusts in flesh. I knew so many preachers, and now I don't even really know what they stand for. Some of the best preachers I thought back in the 90s, I wouldn't give you 2 cents for them now because I see the agendas. I see, wow, back then. Anyway, got off on a rabbit trail. Sorry about that. If our nation suffers because it's turned away from God, we still need to be faithful to him. Yes. Regardless of what we've had to walk away from in the past, and who knows what the price will be in the future, we have to keep our eyes on the Lord. And that's why I said, what hill are you willing to die on? Don't be fighting over what the shape of the earth is. Who cares? Okay, it is what it is. Have we been lied to? Oh, yeah, probably. Who cares when Jesus is coming? Just be ready. We don't... People, I have had more friends that are more agnostically angry and mean because you don't believe with their doctrine. You know what? You might be wrong. I might be wrong. Does it really matter? Just be ready when he comes. Because some of these preachers are set there to do this and to bring division, and they have a bad spirit. They want you divided. This is part of the bringing down of the church. Fight, fight, fight. You know what we say? No, not going to do that. You believe what you want. I love you. when I first met so-and-so over here, she started telling me about a lot of this inversion. I thought, you know, I got to love her. She's a little weird. She believes in all this stuff. And after I started saying, oh, God, she's right. So we don't all know everything. And we help each other out because she studied this, but I never studied that inversion stuff and all this. My, didn't even know this stuff existed. And it's a flip of your brain when you find stuff out you don't know about. It's just like, I don't want to believe that. It doesn't matter if you want to believe it or not. It's still true. Evil is considered good, and the enemy is a father of lies. He's the father of deception. And it's not just happening in the world. It's also happening in some churches. Not all. If you found a church, praise the Lord. If you found somebody that preaches the Bible, you have found a gem. Most people that write to me on a weekly basis can't find a place that's not infiltrated with all these agendas. Because that's the target. I used to think, why can't we? Because that's the target. Christ is the target. And if you follow him, Psalms 2, they're against the Lord and they're against the anointed. So they're going to come in his name, but they're not going to be of him. They're going to be false. All the scriptures about false prophets, you can't get mad. Turn it over to the Lord. They will deal. God's going to deal with them when he sees them. And they said, well, haven't we done this in your name? And he goes, depart from me. I never knew you. Right? That's a scary scripture. So let me close with this. If our nation suffers, we still need to be faithful to the Lord. Regardless, we have to. And an antidote to fear is keeping the big picture in mind. Eternity. And I know a lot of you have paid the price and your family's turned against you. They didn't want to believe you. A lot of them now, because they didn't, they're sick. So many different things have happened, and now they're like, you know, no one told me. An antidote for fear. Keep eternity in mind. This earth is not our home. Amen. The battle is the Lord's. History always repeats itself. And the last thing I wanted to say, in 1 Samuel 13, 19 through 22, there were no blacksmiths in Israel. Philistines didn't allow the Israelites to have swords or spears to make weapons because they did not want them to be armed. That was then, and guess what? Just like this story of Saul, it's happening again. It's been happening. In other countries that I know I'm in contact with some of you, it's already happened in your countries. There were no blacksmiths in Israel. The Philistines would not allow them because they were afraid the Israelites would make iron swords and spears. And they wanted to make sure they were disarmed. Because if they're disarmed, if there was no blacksmith to make tools and to make weapons, they're easy to conquer. So I don't care what kind of Hoya they tell you, they want the countries to be, take away their bang bangs. That's all I can say, okay? They want to disarm to easy control, as history has shown. Beware of the mega churches, because I think this is one of the areas where they really want to suck you in, herd you in, and if the pastor says it's so, it's got to be so. And remember, try and test the spirits, because we're in a spiritual battle, but it's coming also to our countries. As we know, we're seeing so many things like dominoes going down. And I'm kind of surprised in some ways that some things haven't happened faster, because we knew some of this. And this is the problem, and I want to give you a little. When someone's trying to tell you the truth and their timing's off, give them a little credit. Because when you start learning things, you think it's going to happen right now. But it doesn't happen right now. It takes 1,000 cuts to bleed to death. And so little things happen here, little things happen here, a lot of paranoia here, fear, you're off, you're wrong. Just stay the course. Yep. Nobody has all truth. Nobody understands everything. We've all been deceived. We've all been sometimes believed in controlled opposition, trusted in pastors that really weren't for the Lord. And this is all scriptural for the end times. Beware lest any man deceive you. Keep your heart right. If people end up speaking, you know, just say, Lord, I put that leader on the chopping block. If you don't want me to listen to them, I'm done. I used to love all my friends so much that were preachers, and then I found out some of the stuff they were involved in and the agendas that they push and what the... It's a business.
It is.
And I wasn't in it for the business. And and that's never been my goal, to see how many places I could preach or how much money I could make. But that's what a lot of their goals is. Because you can't serve God and money. You have to decide which one you're going to serve. So, Father, we thank you. This is a day, but you've given us your word to show us all these things in the past. They're still here. They've been undercover, but they're coming out. We thank you, Father, for not being discouraged. It is a time of discouragement, but we have to be encouraged that you've shown us these things, and we have eyes to see and ears to hear. And I pray, Lord, you keep your people safe and you keep your people protected and healthy in this day and hour. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Help us test and try the spirits of everyone, because the enemy wants to destroy our countries and to bring in this new order, as we've known and we've been studying for years. It's just we are seeing it on a higher scale than we've ever seen it before. So we can't be weary in well-doing. We can't be discouraged. Sometimes people don't want to hear us. We just keep walking by faith and not by sight, trusting in you, in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.